Coach's Insight programs continuing tonight on CARE. I'm Brandon Tamel. We got Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach here, Christian Wessel, joining us for a few minutes. Brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Ravens trying to get the last two games in of the regular season, but the weather's certainly been an issue, so we'll get Coach's thoughts on that here in a moment. But, Coach, let's go back to Friday. Monster matchup at home against Horton. Certainly talk about two teams towards the top of the league standings right now, trying to navigate through that, and another impressive win for you guys, 61-42, the final at home against a very good team. Take us back to it, keys to that win, what were some of the overall thoughts and takeaways from that one on Friday?
It was a lot of fun. It was a good win. They came out swinging in the first half, and they got up on us pretty good. And then we were able, the end, to kind of make a good run. I know Leon made a really big play for us at the end of the half. He made a layup and stole the inbounds pass and put one back up. And so momentum-wise, that was a good way to end the half. And then second half, I was really proud of our defense. We had to make some adjustments into our help defense, so we had to change the way that we were helping. And it was first time all year we've had to kind of do that and to contain the inside. And so I thought we contained the inside while still not giving up the outside well. And we had a really good defensive performance in the second half. And good defense turns to good offense. And so it was a good night. Horton played, you know, they played really hard and they play well. Coach always has them ready to go. And so, I was proud of our guys.
Yeah. And again, trying to navigate the weather this week and obviously with school being out for multiple days and not being able to get those practices in as we're trying to get, you know, these two games in here on Thursday and Friday with Jackson Heights and McLouth, both games scheduled to be at home. Just talk about navigating this challenging week and trying to get these final two games in before Substate next week.
Yeah, we just kind of keep waiting to see. I haven't been able to practice for a couple of days. And then just waiting to see what the weather does and if we can get them in this week or if they get moved to next week. But, you know, just looking ahead, it's a good week. You know, Jackson Heights is our first one out, so they're a good team. You know, they have a really good guard. Drake is a great shooter, and so he's going to, you know, need a lot of work on him defensively, and then just their team in general. So it's going to be a really good matchup for us, and it'll be a fun game. And honestly, for us, I think the weather situation might actually be a blessing in the long run just because it isn't a bad time, I think, for our bodies to get a little bit of a break coming off several three-game weeks. And so we can kind of, as we get ready for the postseason, kind of gear back up here once this passes and hopefully be really well rested and ready to go.
Yeah, that's kind of the plan, and I think a lot of coaches, you know, kind of feel the same way at this point in the year. Just wanted to get your quick thoughts on a potential Substate and obviously kind of the standings as we sit right now. It looks like right now, again, barring anything crazy, your guys, again, have had so much success this year to this point, appear to be earning a top seed here in this two-way Substate out of Valley Heights, and you just look, I'm sure coaches are peeking ahead a little bit, but a lot of double-digit win teams and some very good ones, and we'll see how the brackets shape up ultimately. But just kind of your thoughts on the Substates and kind of how that's looking here going into next week.
So for at least for the 2A level, it's the first time we've had this format.
Right.
I kind of like it as far as I think it balances the Substate a little bit better. And as we look at it, we emphasize with our kids the next game mentality. Just, you know, you got to play the next game. You can't overlook any game. And so that'll be our deal. And then, you know, record chasing is kind of hard to do in basketball. There's a lot of stories that go into every game. And so, you know, you really don't want to sit around and say, well, this team only has a couple losses. This team has quite a few losses because they could all be dangerous. I mean, I know some of the teams in that first round game that we don't know who we're going to get yet, but even someone like the Maranatha, you know, they're a three-win team, but they're a team that's also played a pretty tough schedule, and they've played some similar opponents really close. So, there's a lot of good teams there. And so, yeah, just being prepared to, you know, play your ball and do the best you can each night and be ready to go.
There it is. Moore Hill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach Christian Wessel joining us. The Ravens trying to knock out these last couple games here this week. Schedule tilts Thursday and Friday at home against Jackson Heights and McLouth, respectively, and, of course, Substate, the storyline going into next week. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it one more time next week. Thanks again.
All right, thank you.